For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And once again, you've been to New York City, on the town, as it were.
Well, the name of the show, the Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, Adolph Green musical, Three Sailors on a One-Day Leave in New York City. It's a very youthful production. It's been, well, it seems universally praised that all of the reviews were marvelous. I think it's been somewhat overpraised, but it is a gorgeous show. All of those brilliant sketches by Comden and Green, the clever lyrics, and of course Leonard Bernstein's irresistible score. Fun to see it, and if you're in New York, that's a hell of a show, as they say, to see. But I also saw last year's Pulitzer Prize winning play Disgraced by Ayad Akhtar. Ooh, a disturbing play about an attorney of Muslim background whose life is destroyed because his wife convinces him to attend the hearing for an imam who's accused of raising funds for terrorists who she believes is innocent, and his name ends up in the paper and his life just spirals from that point, downward and out of control. Very powerful play at the Lyceum Theater, and that was New York. Let me ask you, though, you did get over to see Renee Taylor in My Life on a Diet at the Smith Theater.
I did. A one-woman show. She is phenomenal. It runs through this weekend, through Sunday. And at 81, even with an injured toe, she is a trooper, comes out. If I told you that an 81-year-old woman comes out, sits at a desk, and reads her memoirs, you might think, are you kidding? I'm going to pay to see this? It was wonderful. Think of all those years she was on The Tonight Show with Jack Parr. Just remove Jack Parr, and you've got it. Wonderful story after story.
She just talks.
She just talks. The audience laughs, and she's aided and abetted by sort of a glorified PowerPoint slideshow, silent movie caption. It's very funny, and the timing with Renee Taylor is everything.
Some listeners will remember her best for her performances as the mother in the television show The Nanny.
And she does play one of the iconic clips where Renee Taylor, as Fran Drescher's mother, is having heart palpitations and calls for her medicine, which is a bottle of chocolate syrup out of the refrigerator poured into a measuring spoon.
Oh, marvelous. So that's My Life on a Diet with Renee Taylor at the Smith Theater right down on Main Street. Well, I got to some theater locally as well. The production of Death of a Salesman at the Irish Classical Theatre Company is marvelous. John Fredo as Willie Loman and Ellen Horst as Linda Loman. Great performances. Such a powerful play. When each time you're reminded of this play, which so many people read in high school or college, but to see it again is thrilling.
When I read the play in high school, I was a kid, and then I saw it later on as a young adult. Do you think, now that I'm, how to put this, now that I've been around the block a few times, I'll bet I would find even more meaning in it.
I think that our reactions to the play change. I think that when high school students read the play, they see it from the perspective of Biff and Happy, the sons. And you know, if your father disappointed you in the way that Willie disappoints his son. And I think that when you're old enough to have some regrets of your own, you view that whole situation somewhat differently. And so that when you do return to a very familiar play, like Death of a Salesman, you are seeing it in a new way and almost as if for the first time, filtered through the experiences of your life. So absolutely worth a visit back, particularly if it's been a long time.
And we say goodbye this weekend to End Days and The Homosexuals. But other shows are opening. Last night, Lombardi at 710 Main.
Lombardi, about Vince Lombardi, the famed coach for the Green Bay Packers. Didn't he win the first two Super Bowls? Is that you and I are on the same page regarding football? Yes, he absolutely did. And if we're wrong, call.
And it is the final weekend for Old Jews Telling Jokes. Now, I haven't been yet, but friends of mine who've been say it is a hoot, although not for the faint of heart. These these jokesters pull no punches.
It is the Catskill-style humor, the world that gave us Henny Youngman and Joan Rivers, lest we forget.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.